This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. I'd like to call another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. You can find us. Head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can read some great stories. There are lots of good stuff going on at the website. Give us a thumbs up on some of the stories that are there. Also, you know, you can sign up for our mail list, our email blast. Again, just get informed. Just find out what's going on. Sonia Schmidt joins me as my co-host every Friday. And, Sonia is a very sneaky woman. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, no. You're one of the few women I know that can keep secrets. You know what I'm saying? I know. Yeah, well, you let me in on one, and, you know, I'm Italian. I can't keep quiet, so I have something a little special for you. Come on, guys. Sing along. You know this. You know the voice. Don't look confused. You can't hear nothing? No, I ain't singing nothing, okay? That was Happy Birthday by Stevie Wonder.
Oh, I love that version.
Oh, yeah. He does a great job of it. I think it's great.
Well, thank you. Yes, it was my birthday last week, but I won't tell you how old I am.
Hey, she was celebrating another anniversary of her 39th birthday.
Okay. That's right. But I was going to tell you, when you were talking about Ellis Island, I was going to say, oh, yeah, I remember that, but then I figured that that would give it away, so...
Well, my aunt tells a story. She's like 85 or 86. She came in through Ellis Island.
Really?
She was just a little girl. She was like 11 years old. And she said that it was quite scary. And,
yes.
You know, she saw all those people. But, you know, the fact that there were people there speaking Italian that she was, you know, familiar with, if you would. And, you know, she tells a story how my grandfather strapped a derringer under her arm, a two-shot derringer.
Oh, my gosh.
And said, if anybody gives you a hard time, you just shoot them right in the face. Okay.
Wow. Oh, God.
So she was 20-some-odd days with a two-shot derringer strapped under her armpit. Okay?
That's hysterical.
That's just whatever. But anyway, always thought that was
good. We all have our stories. And the fact that, you know, nobody but, you know, you can't talk about anything other than slavery is such a disservice to people and to our country, because we all have incredible stories. I think, you know, you and I were talking about mafia movies, and I get it. Nobody, those stories are glamorized.
You making fun of my people now? Is that what you're going to do? Yeah. Okay.
No, but I will tell you that scene, I think it's Godfather 2, that scene when young Don Corleone is coming over on the ship, and
yep.
Everyone is silent when they see the Statue of Liberty. She just looks so beautiful, and you see all of their faces as they pass by the Statue of Liberty. it brings tears to my eyes every time I see it. Every time I see it, it's just so lovely. Oh, and then to think this
it's
poor
so real.
Boy,
that's how they truly felt. They loved the fact that they finally, after all those years, they finally got to America.
That's right. They got to be here. And this new wave of illegals will probably try their best to blow up that statue or knock it down or be a part of that whole hatred of America. They don't even get the significance of that is, who she is.
You were not a clue, right? They have no clue as to what that means. They have no clue any history behind that statue either.
At all. I remember the first time I saw it as a child. And now when I go back and look at it, it's like, God, it's kind of small. You know, things are so much bigger when you're little.
Oh, but, yeah.
Well, I just thought she was so beautiful. She's
mm-hmm. Well, you always see pictures of people in her head, the crown area around her head.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I did not know that there was a stairway up the arm to the flame. You knew that?
Mm-hmm. Also, in the Washington Monument in D.C., the one that's shaped, you know, kind of like that at the top, and it's very long. You can walk up that sucker too.
Yeah,
not
I ain't
me.
Walking
I'm
up
not
that
walking
thing.
Up that
I ain't
far.
Walking up that. Nivea.
But I have been to the top of the Empire State Building. Have you done that?
Walked?
Well, no, you take an elevator.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Now I know you're telling tall tales. If you walked up there,
no,
that didn't happen. Anyhow.
No.
All right, let's get back to some real issues right here, okay? Seriously. I want to talk a little bit about the Colorado University of Boulder. They've advised their students now to assume that others are transgender, non-binary. Use please remember to use gender-neutral pronouns. You know, the way they write this thing, I feel like they're saying, you know, remember to put the seat toilet back down before you leave and flush. I mean, how bad this is. So they published a pronoun guide that advises students to assume others are transgender. Boy, that happened fast. The School Center for Inclusion and Social Change, which is under the Division of Student Affairs, published the guide on its resource page. The guide asks students to refer to others with gender-neutral pronouns unless they're explicitly told otherwise, including the unusual pronouns like Z, Zer, and Her. Really? My tongue got stuck between my teeth trying to say that.
And what happens if you don't abide by those?
That's a good question, right? I mean, using... So... God.
This is the age where people are supposed to be commingling and dating and finding one another. How... If you're going to assume everybody is not even the sex that they appear to be, how will you date? How will you...
You can't. All right, we got to go for a break.
Okay.
Be back. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Jump to your host. We'll be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070.
800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I'm sorry, you guys don't have a TV over my shoulder. And I'll talk to Sonya about this in a few minutes, but seriously. Sonya Schmidt, my co-host with us. You know, Sonya, we're going to get to this Boulder, Colorado story in a second, but they're talking about that, and we'll talk about it in more detail. Jordan Neely, the guy on the train that was killed. And I won't say, I don't know if I want to say he was killed, all right? I mean,
no, I don't know if I'm using that terminology either.
See, you heard what was going on. You heard, you know, what was he, 30 years old. He'd been arrested 44 times before for violent crimes. He was in the face of the people. The young man that had been charged with second-degree manslaughter or something like that, put him in a chokehold to keep him away from those people. And he actually, if you watch the video, I'm no expert, But if you watch the video, at one point you see him move, right? Make a move with his arm to give the guy, allow his head to cock a little bit so he could breathe and swallow and all that stuff. And the thing I found interesting when you listen to the clip is nobody on that train is screaming, stop, let him go.
That's true.
Right?
Right.
But
yeah,
it's
this wasn't the George Floyd move that where people were going, you know, get off him, you're killing him, he's not moving.
Yeah.
None of that stuff. This guy was a really scary, violent guy. He said, and people have quoted, that he said he's going to mess some people up on that train.
Yep.
If he didn't get his needs met. And I guess he was saying that he was hungry. Now the left will go, he's a hungry, homeless guy, and he didn't deserve to die. And it's, nobody deserves to die, but nobody should be on a train talking about they're going to hurt people.
He was on a special New York police list, what they jokingly referred to as a VIP mentally ill list. So
wow.
They knew who he was, and they knew he had these issues. They knew when they ran into him that he could be off his meds or something along those lines.
Right.
And so to hold a young man, this Neely fella, hold him for murder for this kind of thing, it's just wrong. That was not his intent. But now the left is trying to make it look out like this white
racist.
This white ex-Marine is a racist. It's ridiculous.
He's got two strikes against him. He's white and he served in the military. Two of the things that the left hates.
Just hates. You're right.
He's got two things against him. I know he's sorry now that he stepped up to be a hero.
And they're doing that to make sure none of us step
up to help
anybody.
Nobody ever does it again.
Right?
Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be victims of, you know.
You're old enough to remember.
Excuse me?
Well, I didn't say you were old. I said you were old enough. Do you remember that woman that was stabbed to death in an apartment building in New York way back in the late 60s, early 70s? And her attacker was stabbing her. She was screaming for help. People said that lights went on in the apartments. People looked out, and they didn't get involved.
Nobody helped.
He went running because he saw the lights come on. She was still alive. When nobody came out and no police showed up, he went back and killed her.
Wow.
And people were outraged that no one would engage and get involved. Now look at what we've come to.
No, you have... As long as you have your camera and you think it's going to get you some likes on your social media page, that's really all that matters anymore.
Oh, yeah.
This poor man, though. Didn't I hear that Alvin Bragg is already taking his case and he's already claimed it? I think he just said second-degree manslaughter or murder.
Yeah, yeah. And when you think of all the other stuff that Bragg let go, yeah,
he is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, isn't he? Just
what a shame.
A real sick individual.
Yeah. And these people in New York have to deal with the sort of violence and insanity on a daily basis.
I am sorry, lady. I have no sympathy for them anymore. Absolutely none. They keep voting in these nut jobs for mayor, these nut jobs for DA, and they're going, oh, my God, look at our city. No, it's what you wanted. Yep. It's exactly what you wanted. You know what these people are about. They talked about it before they got elected. Sorry, but no more sympathy from Joe.
Yeah, they need to smarten up like us here in California.
That's right. Yeah, I had to do that, right? Yeah. Did you hear that our deficit now? They were estimating the deficit was going to be like $27 billion. They've now raised it to like $35 billion. Oh, Newsom's like, well, it's a lot higher than I thought it was going to be. And he's running around the country telling people how great California is.
Right. Wait
till this wave of immigrants coming across from San Ysidro into Southern California. Wait till they start taking up resources. This is going to be really fun, don't you think?
It's going to be crazy. You can't go to an emergency room as it is. I don't know what people are going to do for school. I mean, this is going to put such a burden on everything. Police,
they don't care.
Fire department. At a time where we're losing people in our police departments and things like that. What are we going to... This is going to be interesting to watch.
Why should they care when, you know, they've all got specialized medical services? You know, there isn't a person in D.C., in Congress that doesn't get specialized medical service, right?
Right.
So why do they care?
Why do they care? They're not being let out in their neighborhoods. I'm so happy I don't live in L.A. or, you know. I'm telling you, my daughter, she's, you know, multiple million-dollar homes. Walk outside a couple blocks, there's a butt-naked homeless guy laying out in the front of the yard.
Well, my son, we had to go pick up a truck with him the other day. And we're coming down the freeway, coming down the 5 freeway into Burbank, your lovely downtown Burbank. Get off the freeway, go under the underpass because you had to go over to the main street.
Uh-huh.
It was lined with tents and RVs and all kinds of stuff. And to your point, yeah, I mean, dirty, half-dressed people under there. I'm going, well, you should feel sorry. No, I don't feel sorry for them. We should go help them out. Stop letting them live in the streets. Get them the help they need.
That's right. This should not be acceptable. What the left gets out of this, I don't understand. I don't
chaos.
Understand.
Chaos. They have to have the chaos.
That's right.
They've got to have the chaos
system.
Along with the racism, and they'll win.
Right.
Right?
They
although, I think they
break
win.
The system in order to remake it in their image or that, what they
no,
want.
No, no, that's really good. You're exactly right. If we can tear it down and say, look at what capitalism did, because they'll blame us all on capitalism, right? They'll bring it back to socialism, or try to anyway.
Right. That's what I heard today. Somebody wrote an article saying COVID-19, that was our first, it was the first break to show you how good things could be without capitalism.
Yeah, yes, yeah, that was a shot across the bow. First of all, to see how fast we acquiesce,
and we did.
Yeah, we laid down arms faster than the Italians did in World War II. You know, I mean, just amazing. All right, let's get to more fun stuff. We have to go for a break again. Bottom of the hour stuff, you know, all that. Help us make
money.
I know
radio stuff.
Your radio, there you go. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host, Tony Smith, your co-host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break.
I should go put my tea on.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The White House is pushing back on claims the administration was allowing mass paroles of immigrants at border crossing points amidst a post-Title 42 surge. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Friday blamed the Attorney General of Florida.
Even before Title 42 lifted, the Attorney General of Florida filed suit to sabotage our effort to humanely and effectively manage the border. And so that's what we've been seeing.
Federal judge in Florida is temporarily blocking the Biden administration from using emergency parole powers for some migrants. A swarm of moderate to large earthquakes continues to rattle Northern California.
The largest was magnitude 5.5.
Paul Caruso, geophysicist at the USGS National Earthquake Center in Golden, Colorado. The main quake and the more than 21 aftershocks were all centered about 110 miles northeast of Sacramento. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You know, I wish I could do Ricardo Montalban. He always had such a great accent. He always sounded just so like it was like a well-educated guy, you know. Let me bring her on. Sonja Schmidt, who is my co-host on Fridays, always appreciate her. Come on, he had that kind of voice and that demeanor.
No, I agree.
He walked in the room and you had to just sit up in your chair and go, oh, look, he's here.
I think it's funny that you just said, sounds like a well-educated guy. Let me bring on, speaking of which, let me bring on Sonja. What?
Okay. You want to do that over again? I can go back and do it. We can start all over if you want. You know. Just.
After doing the gender story.
Yeah.
You know, us in California, we have that solved because we call everybody dudes.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
And guys. We use the term guys because when I went away to school in Colorado, bro, that's interesting.
No, you can't say guys anymore. No. That's politically incorrect.
Can't say that. Hey, why? Guys. I bet you can't. No.
Bad.
But in California, we call everybody guys. And when I went to school, they were like, guys. The girls were like insulted. It's like, no, from California, we call everybody guys.
Boston, guys. They do that in Boston, too. Well, we used to do that. And nobody got upset. Nobody got mad. Yeah. You know, the girls' faces didn't change. You know what I was noticing, though? I'm looking at this... I'm looking at this article about the Colorado University and using all those made-up pronouns.
Pronouns.
Yeah, and so they got all these flags. They're in this parade of some kind, and they got all these flags, and I'm thinking, really? I mean, even all these other groups only have one flag. Why do you have, like, 22 flags?
That's true. They have a lot of flags.
And they got names for everything. I don't even know. Half the stuff they tell you that they are, I'm just amazed at. Right? Polymorphic, polyamorous, two-spirit, blah, 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 blah.
You'll never keep up with all that. That just shows you how confused
they are.
The devil is just, like, running rampant through them. Because they what's going to happen? I hope they grow out of this. I hope they look back on their youth and go, boy, were we stupid. I mean, we all have said and done things when we were young that we were like, boy, oh boy. But they really have a big
you,
boy.
You are
boy.
Such an optimist.
I hope. I can only hope.
Right? Oh, God. I mean, seriously, you look at this stuff, and people are affirming these things. Their professors are affirming these things with them. I'm not even talking about their gender. I'm just talking about how much... I mean, this is so bad that there's a church... what is that? There's a church in New York. Oh, God. Catholic Church. They're hosting an exhibit alleging that... Ready for this one? God is transgender. Okay? And... I see that look on your face. You can't hide.
It's so sad. You know, you're saying the teachers, the professors are affirming it. That's because the teachers are leftists. They don't have anything in their spirit either.
Nope. We went running. The conservative teachers went running. They didn't want to put up with the aggravation. Now they're complaining about these kids, and I'd like to look at them and say, shut up. What did you do about it?
Well,
you didn't do anything.
Or did they not get the jobs? I mean, I'm under the impression that they just wouldn't be hired.
They were there for a while. Look at the numbers have gone. I did this story a couple of months back about how the colleges have gone from 12 to 1 liberal conservative
right.
to like 32 to 1. All right.
That's crazy.
What we needed to do was be louder, be noisier, pound away at some of the more conservative, well-off people to give money to those schools and say, hey, you can have this money, but here's your guidelines for using this money. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah, I don't think, you know, years ago they thought it was going to get to this point. And maybe, you know, politics is one thing, but gender affirmation is, this is a whole
different
problem.
You mean they didn't think that crack in the dam was going to get any worse, really?
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people have foresight, you know.
Like that? Oh, you're right.
I don't think that, you know, and I think they just rather go to work. They just rather find a job where they don't have to fight every day. I remember what it was like being the only conservative Christian in my writer's room. I was like, every day I had, oh, here we go again. You know, it was a constant battle.
And listen, I feel for you. And frankly, I've had teachers tell me that. Like, Joe, I don't want to push back. I just want to teach these kids. And I go, and I tell them all the time, you're not going to be able to. Do you understand where this is going to go? You're not going to be able to teach the kids the real stuff. You're going to have to teach what they tell you to teach. Is that really where you want to be?
Right, yeah, teach it under the real stuff undercover.
Yeah.
And you'll get in trouble for that. But most people aren't heroes. You know that. Most people aren't. I mean, you're
a hero. Are they not heroes because they're not taught to be?
Most people aren't.
You're shaking your head,
no.
Why? Okay.
Because it's not human nature. It's just not human nature for people to stand up and be that voice and get stuff thrown at them and fired and go through the, you know.
Yeah.
There's characters in the Bible who did it, but everybody wasn't doing it. You know, look how fast they turned on Jesus. They're like, he's our guy. And so, uh-oh.
Yeah, maybe that. Yeah.
Nail him up, you know. there's just you are a different kind of a person. You don't mind taking the heat. People think I'm brave. When I was doing the Tea Party circuit, people would come up, and I didn't understand this in the beginning. They would say, you're so brave. I didn't know what they meant. And I'm nothing compared to you.
No, and listen. You won't want, I know you get a little goofy when I say stuff like this, but it was people like you that helped me understand that you got to be out there screaming. You got look at, you're a black female, and you're with the Tea Party people. Those bunch of racist people.
Right.
I'm going, wow, okay, well, apparently she knows better.
Right, I couldn't. And it's such an insult that they think that I can't tell. That if I was around a bunch of racists, I would not be able to tell that.
Yeah, you're too stupid. That's the problem.
I'm too stupid. I can't. That's right. I can't get a driver's license. Can't use a phone.
Oh, yeah.
Can't.
I forgot about
can I
that.
See? Right. Can't, don't
sorry.
Know when I'm with a mob of angry racist white people. You know,
it totally, totally amazing to me. You know, always will be. The so hey, let's hit on the Trump thing a little bit, okay? So you know, the verdict came down the other day, and I was pounding on it in the show. And I had some people, you know, I had a mix of people talking to me about it, and I said, look, I want you to think about something. Mainstream media ran with this. You know, Trump is guilty of rape. Actually, no, that is not true. He was found not guilty of rape, all right? And he was found guilty, I think, of defamation and something else. And so I kept saying, I said, "You, how can he be found guilty of defamation of character based on the fact that he kept saying, I didn't rape her, I don't even know who she is, I never met the woman," right? But yet, is there anything about that that just really smells bad?
But see, you can't have common sense when you're on the left. You got to check that at the door.
Yeah, no kidding.
So when I first heard about this a couple days ago or yesterday, whenever it was, it makes no sense that somebody can accuse you of something. You don't even get indicted. I mean, you don't even, they don't find you guilty of this. But now you're in trouble for saying you didn't do this. And that, yes, he did call her a whack job. She is a whack job. If she made up something like this, the thing that she accused him of didn't happen.
Did you see her? Wait, but did you see her and Anderson Cooper? And she said, you know, rape is a little, you know, can be sexy or something like that. I'm going, wait, what?
See, that's what I heard. This was mutual. The story, the way she tells it, and listen, folks, you can correct. Call Joe. I'm probably getting the story all wrong, but what I'm thinking, or what I heard, is that Trump walks in this department store, sees this woman who I think was probably in her 60s at the time, just had to have him some her, and they go into the dressing room where she locks the dressing room. So that sounds like mutual to me, if it did happen.
Oh, see, I don't really even care at this point. All I'm going to say is that when it came to the court part of this, the court said, you know, no, he's not guilty of rape.
Not guilty. So
right,
it's over.
Well, yeah, but now she's nailing him again. Million? You know, she's filed a second lawsuit.
She just really wants to be in the limelight, or the left is not letting her off the hook. I just think they could have got. The left always does this. This is not the first time they brought some woman out of the clear blue sky to say something happened that didn't happen.
No.
Of course, they're not interviewing Tara Reid, the woman who Biden assaulted. So, you know, if we can't see this as a pattern, I just think they should get better women. I'm not buying.
All right, so when we come back, I'm going to help you out here because Newsom launches a new hate hotline for Californians. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. I'll go far. A lot more coming up
after
the break.
Speaking of women.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5562. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the... I mean, you guys are grossing me out in the chat room. Really. God. I think they're talking about Whoopi Goldberg. You know, you and I talked during the break. Sonia Schmidt, my co-host. They were talking about... let me see. Her... Whoopi complains that her... I don't know. I can't read these things. Anyway, she doesn't wear underwear. That was one of the things. And why, you know, 7 million people need to... I don't know how many people watch this show. Why does anybody need to know that?
Who informed the public of this? Did Whoopi or...
Whoopi did. She said she doesn't wear underwear. I don't...
Oh, there's so much I could say right now.
And she complains that sometimes her breasts get too hot.
Too high or too hot?
Her breasts get too warm. Oh, God. All right. All right. We've got to get away from this because
nobody
this is...
wants to know anything.
Why would
about
you talk Wendy? About that stuff?
Well, I guess if you're a hot chick, you could say it and it would be a little like, oh. But Whoopi, we don't want to know nothing.
There you go.
About
I'm with
her.
You.
I don't I'm even want to see her eat. I mean, she's just gross. She wasn't always gross, though. It looked like she'd been working on it.
Yeah.
She like me.
Well, you know,
a special effort.
I'm going to get in so much trouble for this, but I don't care. Why did they put her in the leg chair? And you know what I mean by that.
I do not know. I have often wondered that myself. Unless she has to, like, just jump up and get a sandwich right quick. Other than that, I have no idea why they put her in the leg chair.
I mean, seriously. You look at her sideways, she got that...
Mm-mm.
She's got that, what is that thing, she puts her feet on, it lifts them up higher, right? Mm-mm. So it must really hurt her to have them hang down at all.
Sure.
And when you see her sideways, you're saying, sweet Jesus.
That is not a profile you want to see. That's just, no. You
now, does anybody know, so we don't get in trouble, they shouldn't have a medical condition, right?
I don't think she does. Talk about that instead of her underwear. Then
there you go. All right. See,
if
maybe
she
you
does,
should call
she
her.
Needs to say the reason I'm in this leg chair.
Because I got to go to the bathroom really quick sometimes.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, that was. I asked myself that question whenever I look at a clip that we're gonna play, and I look at it, I'm like, oh my God, what? Does she know what? Does she know? That's all I gotta say.
No,
does
I
she
tell
know?
You, Judge. What's her name? Judge Jeanine is probably 10 years older than Whoopi and looks fantastic in the leg
oh, yeah.
chair.
Yep.
Working that leg chair.
Yeah. No, they're... It's amazing to me. But why is it that, you know, those nasty, nasty women... I mean, she is a nasty person. And I don't know if she got nasty over the years because, you know, everything went sideways or she was always like that.
I think she was always a lefty, but I don't think she was... I think at times she tries to make sense, but it's just beyond her at this point. But I do think, you know, that was one of the terms that Trump used the other day at the CNN interview. You're just a nasty person. And it's so true.
Yep.
I don't think you can be a leftist woman without being a nasty woman.
The spirit of nasty. Yeah.
The spirit of nasty is upon them.
Now, she lives in California, right, Whoopi? I think she does. Yeah.
I'm sure.
She fits here perfectly, right?
Or New York. I think she's originally a New Yorker. But
Probably. But so here's the thing. Help is on the way. Newsom just launched a hate hotline for Californians. Okay? So now they can report attacks on their actual or perceived identities. Because that's hate speech. So, let me see. What's he say here? He says, the project dubbed CA versus Hate was conceived as California's response to the nationwide spat on anti-Asian violence, in which he launched in 2021. Let me see. It mandates the state to create an online reporting system for victims and witnesses to report any kind of hate incident against any group in a safe, anonymous manner. Boy, that should work out well, huh?
Well, you know what? Then we should start flooding that number with reports of CRT being taught in our...
Ooh, yeah.
That's definitely...
Oh, no. I would call and say, you know, I'm an African-American male, and they're telling my kid that he'll never make it because he's an African-American male. And
that's what
I'm hateful.
Saying. That is hateful. They're telling I'm white, and they're telling my kid that they're responsible for black oppression, and that's hateful. But you know what they won't say about these Asian crimes is that they're black people doing them. The majority of these things are done by black people, so they will not. You never hear that reported.
So I said that last week, I got a couple of emails, not a whole bunch, but a couple, and I said, look, some of you will tell me it's by design, but why is it in the inner city, in these major cities, every clip you see is a black person stealing something off the shelf, a black person punching an Asian in the face, are you telling me that they're surgically going out and finding just those videos?
Right.
All right. Or is that just happening more often? And why? I'm not going to blame the whole black community over it, but why is that?
I don't know. I wish I had the answer, but I'm so tired of seeing us commit violent acts. I don't know what's going on.
But do you think it's because, A, young black men and women are being taught that they'll never amount to anything. B, they're being taught that the white man keeps them down. They're never going to make it because white people hate you. I mean, that's got to build up inside you after a while, doesn't it?
I think all of the above. I think so. You know, I think yeah. all of the above. And, you know, there's mob mentality and these kids have nothing to do and, you know, their parents aren't minding the farm and they're all they hear is leftist yeah. crap.
And that's all colors, by the way. Parents aren't minding the farm. That has nothing to do with yep. the black community. Yep. That's yep. every community is suffering from that because parents don't want the aggravation, well, of parenting.
Right.
Right?
It's so bad. And then the music that they hear and the movies that they see, everything that goes into their spirit is negative. It's no question why it comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand... back in the good old days, how we taught everybody, no matter where they came from, no matter where they were on the socioeconomic rung, they could always make something of themselves, they could always do better.
Right.
I find it that the richest people in these minorities, I don't care if it's black, Hispanic, whatever it is, the richest people are always talking about how it is that the white man's keeping them down.
Right.
You know?
It's so sad. That's a hate crime. That should be... So, folks, use your telephones and call Newsom and let him know all these hateful things that the left are doing because they're making life miserable for all of us. It's very hateful.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I want to get back to the Trump thing for a second, though. She has now filed a second lawsuit against him because of what he said again at CNN, the CNN town hall. And... You know, I shouldn't say I'm starting to believe, because I always felt like this, but, you know, you got the Georgia DA that's holding back charges or filing charges against him to see what happens in New York. I don't believe that for a second. I think that they're looking, New York is looking for their trial to start, I guess, what is it, December, right. January, right when we start kicking right. into the presidential primary type?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then you got the Georgia DA right behind all of that stuff. So... Good luck.
Well, I'm afraid that many people on our side are just tired of the aggravation, and yeah. they're going to go, we just need to get somebody else in there because we can't take all of this all the time.
But he keeps doing, the numbers
better.
Keep rising. Every time they
yeah.
do something to him, his
yeah.
numbers keep rising, and these
yeah.
whacktoid cowards in our party, instead of, and look, I don't care if his name was Frank Smith and not Donald Trump. When somebody is standing up for you like this, he is 110% right. They're not coming after him. They're coming after us.
That's right.
Right? Our freedom.
So we got to stand with him. We really do have to. And I wish, okay, you say that I'm really Pollyanna and naive and all that. Here, I'm going to say something that's really naive and Pollyanna. I wish that all the Republican people who want to get on the ballot would drop out and support Trump. Wouldn't that be great? Nikki,
yes.
Vivek,
Wait, have you seen an omen like pigs flying over the last day or two, or what?
Wouldn't that be strong, though? That would be just so cool if everybody goes, no. After what you're doing to this guy, because let me tell you, none of these people gets a hold up against what Trump is going
no.
up against. None
nope.
of them.
So the guy that's pretty strong, too, is Clarence Thomas. They're coming after him with guns blazing.
Right. So if they don't all band together and go, no, we're going to protect this because if you do it to him, you're going to do it to us. You're going to do it.
That's right.
No, we're not standing. We're going to stand by this man.
Yep.
But they won't do that because they're so into themselves, even though none of them can make it. None of them are going to.
No. He's going to trounce them all. Every one of them.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's silly to get yourself knocked off like that. Just band together, support this man, show the left that you stand for something and that you're not taking this crap anymore. And, you know.
She's feisty. She's the crap. Time's up. And thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. Now you can go have
my 99.
Some kind of fish or something, I'm sure.
Ma'am, I'm having cod tonight.
Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up for the Joe Messina Show. Say happy birthday to Sonia. We'll be back.